అసత్యం అప్రతిష్టమితి జగజాహు అనిశ్చరం అపరస్పర సంభూతం కిమన్నత్ కామహైతుకం. సో వి ఆర్ డిస్కసింగ్ ఇన్ ది లాస్ట్ టూ డేస్ అబౌట్ ది అసురస్ డిమాండ్స్. So, the beginning is na sotam na pisachara na sattam te suvidyasi. Asuras, they are asuchi, unclean. That is, they are misfortune that they cannot understand what is the right way, what is the wrong way. So, suchi, cleanliness, is the first qualification of the daiva prakriti or devotas. There are two classes of men. One class is devota and the other class is asura. The asura class, they will have to suffer. They cannot get liberation from the material bondage. Mura janmani janmani mama prapaiva. Unless we achieve the shelter of the lotus feet or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, our sufferings in the material world will continue. It will not stop. We are trying to stop all kinds of suffering by adjustment of this material world. That is not possible. That is stated in the Shastra, Durasayaji Vahiratthamani. Durasaya. Hopeless. Big asuras like Ravana, he also wanted to be happy himself and others by material adjustment. You propose that there is no need of acting piously to go to the heavenly planet. Shall construct a staircase, anyone can go. Ravana's Agnissi. So, that was failure. Just like we are now trying, the modern scientists, they are trying to go to the moon planet. It is failure. They never be able to go there. I have discussed this point. We are conditioned. We cannot leave one place to another without being proficient or without being eligible. Just like even in this planet, you cannot go to the other country. Suppose from India, if we want to go to America, it requires arrangement. Not that all of a sudden you can go to America. Or the Americans come here. There is international arrangement, visa, passport, immigration, so many things. So many obstacles are there, even in this planet. And what to speak of going to other planet? It is not possible. You must be efficient. Then you can go. That you get information from the Bhagavad Gita. Jānti jīva bṛtā dīvā pisri jānti pisri bṛtā bhūtejya jānti bhūtāni madhyādino pi jānti mā. So in this life, you have to prepare yourself. Then you can go to the higher planetary system. Udhanga chanti sattvaspa madhe pishanti rajasa jaganna gunavistishya aruva chanti kaunsa. You can go sarvaga. Every living entity can go wherever he likes. But he must fulfill the condition, because we are in the conditional state. The material world means we are conditioned. So in order to be eligible to go to the higher planetary system, like moon planet and others, we must be efficient to prepare ourselves. So that preparation means the more you become situated in the Sattva-guna, Saucham, Sattam Saucham, the Brahmical qualification, Adhyamam, Astikam, Jnanam, Vijnanam, Astikam, Brahmakarma, Sabhavam. Unless you acquire the qualities of Sattva-guna, you cannot go even in the higher planetary system. What to speak of going beyond the universe. Beyond the universe, beyond this, there are Vaikuntha Loka, there is Brahma Loka, Brahma Jyoti, then topmost is the Goloka Vrindavan. But you can go there. Krishna says, Majjajino ki jansi ma. If you prepare in this life, then you can go there. There is no impediment. Simply, you have to be purified. This bhakti marga is the process of purification. Sarva paathi vinin muktam, tat paratena nirmalam, Rishikena, Rishikesa, Sevanam, Bhaktirukshya. If we want to go to Vaikuntha planet or Goloka Vrindavan planet beyond this material sky, that is, there is another sky, Parastasmattu Bhava Anya, Bhaktya Bhaktya Sanatana. These informations are there in the Bhagavad Gita. There is another sky, which is called Parabrahma, that is spiritual sky. That spiritual sky is eternal. When everything is annihilated within this material sky, that remains eternal. That is called Sanatana Dhamma. So, Sanatana, Jiva, is Sanatana. Mamai Vansu Jivulu Kiriji. Sanatana is stated there. Jiva is Sanatana. Nahanna Dehannamani Sarire. And Krishna is also Sanatana. The 11th chapter, Krishna is addressed Sanatanam. And here, there is another sky which is called Sanatana. Bhakta of Bhaktya Sanatana. So this Sanatana Dham and Sanatana association, Krishna is Sanatana, living entity is Sanatana, and there is a Sanatana Dham, the cultivation of knowledge. How one can go back to that Sanatana Dham and associate with the Supreme Sanatana and remove yourself Sanatana, that is called Sanatana Dham. So, we have to cultivate that Sanatana Dharma, means we have to purify ourselves from the material qualification or material designation. Here, we have got material designation am Indian, I am American, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Brahman, I am this and that. So one has to become free. That is true Buddhism. When we understand that as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced himself, that I am not a Brahmana, I am not a Kshatriya, I am not a Shudra, I am not a Sannyasi, I am not a Brahmachari, but I am servant of the servant of Krishna. Gopi Bhattu Padakamalu, Dasa 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 Anda. If you come to this understanding, that is our privilege. Just like in our this Krishna consciousness moment, we have got people from all different countries, all different religious systems, caste, creed, color, but they have forgotten their material, basic nature. English American boys or English boys would have thought that they are Englishmen, then they could not mix with us, Indians, in such humble way, because they have their prestigious position, that actually materially they are advanced and opulent, while they should come with me, an Indian, poor Indian. No, because they have forgotten. Their designation, they have forgotten. Similarly, we have to forget this material designation due to this body. This is bodily conception of life. And nowadays it is going on very strong. Nation, we do not have any such conception in this shastra, national idea. See, division is deva and asura. It doesn't matter where you are born. Even in India, suppose you are born in a Brahmana family, it does not mean that you cannot become an asura. And even if you, in Europe and America, if you are born in the Mrechal Javan family, it does not mean that you cannot become a Brahmana. No. Krishna says openly, Mahansi Partha Vapas Sitya Jetusu Papajoni. Papajoni. No one. Papajoni, they are mentioned in the Shastras. Kirata Hunanda Pulinda Pukkasa Vira Sambhajamana Pasada. They are considered as Chandala, less than the Shudras. Kirata means abhidhan. The black, in our country also, there are Santals, very black, they live in the forest. Every country, aborigines, they are called Kirata. So, Huns, there are Huns on the northern side of Germany, Andhra, Kirata, Hun, Andhra, Purindra, Pukkasa, Abhida, Sumbha, Javana, Khasad, Rani. But, Sudeva Swami says that they can be purified. Suddhanti, Prabhavishnavi, if they become Vaishnav. Prabhavishnavi, if one becomes Vaishnav, then he is transcendental to this material begin with. So this is the consciousness movement. Is an endeavor to make everyone a pure Vaishnava. Sarvapadi, Vinirmuktam, Tatparatthena, Nirmala. Then he will be Nirmala. In that Nirmala stage, when he engages himself in the service of the Lord, that is called bhakti. Bhakti is not the activities of this material world. Bhakti is the activity සගුණාන සමතිත්ත ඒකාන බ්‍රහ්ම භූයාය කරයි. To become identified with Brahma, that is not sufficient. Aham Brahmasmi, Brahma Bhuta Prasannasma, that is not sufficient. Brahma Bhuta Prasannasma nasutati nakankati. When you become free from this material designation, Brahma Bhuta, space Aham Brahmasmi, that is a space, neutral space, not sutati, not pantati. You become free from the material anxieties. Material life means sutati, kangas. Always people want something, and whatever he has got, he has lost, he laments for something. This is our material life. But when you come to the Brahma platform, no sutati, no. This is the first quality. No more lamentation, no more hankering. Samas sadeshu bhuteshu, pandita samadarshan. Then sadeshu bhuteshu, every living entity, he knows that every living entity is the son of Krishna. Aham abhija pradapita, Krishna says. So why shall I distinguish between this person to that person? Everyone is Vaishnava. That's the Mahabhagava. Mahabhagava does not see any distinction. He sees everyone. Pandita asama, vidyadhinaya sampanne, brahmani, gavihasthe. Suniti kasapati, pandita asama. When one has attained this stage, then he can execute devotional service. Mad bhakti ravati para. So, to become a bhakta is the highest position, highest perfection of life. Beyond this material existence, that is possible. Krishna says, Mahi pārkhuta pārstisya jīpīśu pārstisya. Siyā suddhā tathāvishyā, tīpī jānti parāṅgā. Everyone is eligible to go back home, back to Godhead. So, this moment is to execute this Krishna's mission. He wants it. Why he says, māni pārkhuta pārstisya, jīpīśu pārpajana. Pārpajana means suffering. Here in this material world, either you are in Papa Jani or Uttar Jani, there is suffering. So, Krishna says, Kinkuna Brahmana Punya Bhakta Rajasa. Even the Papa Jani, they can be released. But to speak of those who are born in good family, Brahmana Punya Rajasa, Brahman Kshatri, of course, in these days, it is very difficult to find out. The qualified Brahmana Kshatriya, Kalo Sudra Sambhava, Kali Yuga, everyone is almost Sudra. Still, Siya Sudra Tathavasya, Sri Yanti Parana, they can be elevated. That is Caitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Caitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is Paropakara. Paropakara. Because within this material world, with material designation and material environment, they are all suffering. Krishna is more unhappy for our suffering because we are his sons. Suppose your son is suffering, you will suffer also, not that the son is suffering. Similarly, because we have come to this conditional state of life, bhutta bhutta praliyate, Once we take bath and again we die. This is not very good proposal. But these rascals, they do not know how nature is working. Tathādi āntara prāptīṁ dīvastva samamīyati. We are leaving one body and accepting another body. This is a great bother. But the rascal, so-called scientists, politicians, they do not know. I therefore say rascals. are very much proud of their learning advancement of science, but they cannot understand the simple truth spoken in the Bhagavad Gita. So, people are surprised. They do not believe that they are. But dhīra-sattva-namīya, those who are dhīra, sober, intelligent, they understand. Yes, that is dhīra. The example is dhīra. Just like we are changing body, similarly, the old body, old order changes to a new. Again, we get another body. And this is very, very great bodhisattva of that. We do not understand. But it can be stopped. Taktade ham kunar jamanaiti, mami. It can be stopped. How? Simply by understanding. Janma karma chameti, bhamju janati kapta. You simply try to understand Krishna. And Krishna is explaining himself. Where is the difficulty to understand Krishna? You haven't got to speculate. You haven't got to manufacture ideas what kind of Krishna is. He is present. Krishna. Krishna, when he was present in the, upon this earth, everyone has seen Krishna has his temple, thousands and millions of temples. Krishna, you can see his picture. The description is there. Vinum kandant in the Vedic literature. Vinum kandantam aravindadarayatakshan varahavatam samasitam vrishundarangam kandat kakoti kamalina visheshukobham govindamadhikulsam samangale. Why? Very difficult to understand Krishna. And simply if you understand Krishna, dhamma karmam samedhidvam, they are not ordinary activities, dharma karma to me, jivam, transcendent. If you simply understand Krishna, then he can save from this bodhisattva of repetition of birth and death. Taktadi, how to punarjanma is. He does not expect any more this material body. Then where does he go? Mamiti, he comes to me, back from. So this, Krishna consciousness moment is trying to introduce the movement in the human society. It is not meant for any particular class of man, a particular country, or particular religious system. No, it is meant for everyone. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that it is the duty of the Indians. Bharat bhumite manushya janma hoyo ja. Janma sarthak kari karo paropoda. First of all, make yourself perfect. You can make yourself perfect. Because in the Bharatvarsha, there are the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedic literature. You can study that. Therefore, you are publishing so many books on the basis of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and people are appreciating very much all over the world. So, it is the duty of every Indian to make his life perfect by understanding Bhagavad Gita at least, and spread the message. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna. Everyone of you can become a guru. He says that. Amar ajnaya guru haiya taroya. Wherever you are, you can deliver the person, a surrounding person in your neighborhood. How can I become guru? I have no qualification. No, there is no need of qualification. simply repeat, jare rakho tare kaho Krishna. Very simple thing. Anyone you meet, my dear friend, just hear a little. What is that? That Krishna is the Supreme Personality. You kindly think of Krishna. Just offer your obeisance to Krishna. Just become a bhakta and chant his name. Your guru is saying. It is not a very difficult task. Anyone can do this. Everyone will benefit. And that is Krishna consciousness moment. Thank you very much.